I want to speak to you, not for too long, because I'm not sure if there's any more items, but we'll see. We'll just draw it out of you. It's okay. But I think what I'm going to talk about is for all the ones that aren't in the chairs, that aren't here. So can you take this message and give it to them? Is that alright?
Yes.
Can you do that? My title of my message is, don't just go to church, but come expecting to meet Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Come expecting to meet Jesus. So today we're celebrating your culture, your strength, your joy, your contribution to our land. You come from other places to our country and you contribute here. Many of you are far from home. You're not forgotten, but you are deeply loved here. And many of you already, when you're at home, you go to church faithfully back at home. Many of you, even the ones still sleeping in their beds. For some of you, maybe it's a routine. It's something you've done your whole life. Every Sunday it's church, when you go to church. For others, maybe it's more tradition. Well, our family, since forever, since the days of Noah, a long time ago, to church all the time. For some, it's just always what you've done. But today, I just want to gently shift that thinking as the breeze blows. I'm loving it. Church is not something that we just attend. It's not. Church is actually something where we come expecting to meet Jesus every single time. So I want to give you just three reasons. That's why I'm not going to take long. I could have done 10 reasons. Wait for your sausage. But it's three reasons why you should definitely attend church while you're here in Australia. Now, I'm talking to the choir because you're here. That's why you need to take this message to your friends and encourage them to come. The first reason they should come, we should all come to church, and I'm not just talking to our Islander friends today, but everyone under the sound of my voice. Church is where we are strengthened for the journey.
Yep.
That's where we get strength. Because let's be honest, life is not always easy. Who's had an easy life? No hands. No hands. Life is not easy. Especially when you're working hard in another country. It's not easy for you. Because why? You get tired. You work long hours. That's why many are sleeping, I think. Because, you know, it's a big, big day when you work on the farm. So you get tired. Also get tested, you feel pressure, and you miss home. I went to the Solomons maybe a couple of years ago now, and when I was coming back from the Solomons, there was a team coming for the first time. 10 boys from the Solomons, and they'd never been to Australia before, and Rodney from Ark and Ply called me and said, we've got these boys coming, can you talk to them? Because they're a little bit shy, a little bit nervous. And so I got to witness 10 men say goodbye to their wives and their children. And my heart just, you know, it's really hard what you do, leaving your family. It's not easy. But see, God knew that you would need strength when you're here. Not just physical strength, but spiritual strength. Isaiah 40 verse 31 says this, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Come on, say strength loud. Strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Who gets that? Those who wait on the Lord. Church is where your strength is renewed because Jesus is here. What did I say at the start? It doesn't matter whether there's 2 people here, 20 people, 200 people, 2,000 people. Doesn't matter. What matters is we're here to honor who? We're here to honor God, and His Son is Jesus. We're here to honor Him. So your strength is renewed when you come to church. Your faith is lifted. You're encouraged. And your heart is refreshed. I don't know about you, but every time I finish church and go home, I feel refreshed, having been in the presence of the Lord, because He renews our strength. So you don't just come tired and then leave the same. If that happens, you're not listening in church. You're not engaging. If you come tired and you leave tired, maybe you need to open your heart a little bit more to the things of God, and He's going to do something in you. But here's what should happen. You might come weary, but you leave strengthened, because we've been in the presence of the Lord. I want to tell you a simple story. I think you're all going to understand this because it's about your phone. Everybody has a phone, right? Some of you filming me now to give to your friends and say, get to church, come on. All right, imagine you wake up tomorrow on Monday and your phone is 100% battery, right? Because you charge it through the night, yeah? 100% battery. You use it all day. Who's on their phone too much? Everybody's hands should be up, probably. You use it all day, using, filming, talking to home, video calling your family, whatever it is. You take photos, you make calls, you scroll. Who just scrolls? Looking. Oh, there's Pastor Jeremy. Looking. You work, you help others, but by the end of the day, what happens to your phone? Flat. Somebody said the right word. Flat. The battery drains, right? It's not 100% anymore. It's drained. Not because the phone is broken. Is it broken?
No.
Well, some of you might have broken, but it's not broken. Not because it's faulty, but because it was designed to give out power. That's how it works. And eventually, it needs to be plugged back in, recharged for the next day, right? Now, imagine if your phone could talk. Well, they can now, can't they? You say, hello, hi, Siri, and then all your phones go, whoa! And Siri starts talking to you. But if your phone could talk and it said this, oh, I don't need charging, I'll just keep going on yesterday's power. Is that going to work? No. We'd all laugh, wouldn't we, if our phone said that? We'd be like, as if that's going to work. You can't charge yourself. We know how that's going to end. The phone's going to go flat, right? So many people live their faith just like that. They get strength on Sunday. They come to church. They get their strength. They give out all week. They're working. They're serving, helping family, carrying the pressure of life. They're doing what they do. The next week comes and, oh, I'm too tired for church. They don't go to church. So they never get plugged back in. So they're trying to operate on yesterday's power. It's not going to work. How's that going to end? Flat. See, if you don't get recharged when you come to church on Sunday, you skip church, faith is going to drain, joy is going to fade, strength can weaken, and hope can get heavy, because we don't have that strengthening because we're not in the presence of the Lord with everybody and all the believers. See, God never designed you to run on yesterday's strength. That's not how He's made you. That's why the Bible says, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. That's right. Not reuse old strength, not survive on leftover strength, but renewed strength. See, church is where you get recharged. Church is where you're plugged back into heaven. Church is where God fills that which is drained from you. And if you'll stay connected while you're here in Australia, you won't just survive this season. You're actually going to thrive. And you're going to go back to your countries and you're going to see many people come to know Jesus because you're on fire. We want you to go home more strengthened, filled with more vision and more purpose than when you came. That's our job, to make sure you are filled to overflowing with the presence of the Holy Spirit. It's going to take you home and you're going to change your nations. Come on, do you believe that?
Yes.
Come on. See, if you don't attend church while you're here, you might survive, but you're not going to thrive. You'll survive, you'll get by, but you're not going to thrive. So church is where you are strengthened for the journey. Ready for number two? Church is where we encounter the presence of God. I don't know about you, but again, it doesn't matter about numbers. Well, it does. When two or more are gathered. That's what the Bible says, right? I think there's more than two today, yeah? And so His presence is here. Worship was beautiful. And then the songs that the team sang, the dancing, everything is to honor Jesus. I loved it all. Because this is where we encounter God's presence when we get together. Church is where Jesus shows up. When two or three, I mentioned it before, Matthew 18:20 says, when two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. Jesus is here right now. And that means when we gather like this, Jesus is present. When you worship, Jesus moves. When you pray, he listens. And when you come expecting, he always responds. And when Jesus is present, you know what happens? Hearts are healed. I don't know how you've walked into this tent today, but your heart can be healed when you leave this place because of an encounter with Jesus. Hearts can be healed. Minds can be restored. Burdens can be lifted. And lives can be changed. I'm going to tell you another story. Who likes stories? Jesus told stories, so I figure if it's good for him, it's good for me. Imagine on a cold night. You don't have to imagine hard because this is Stanthorpe. It's warm right now, but in winter, who's been here in winter, Islanders? Anyone? You've not been here in winter? Or you're? How long are you here, Tim? One more month? Oh, so how long when you go home? So imagine a cold night and someone tells you, well, there's a big fire burning over there. And what you do is you stand at a distance and you watch the fire. Who's seen a fire? We've all seen fire, right? So you see it, you can describe it, you can even tell other people about that fire. But you know what? You're still cold. Why? Because you're standing away looking at the fire. As you step closer to the fire, you start to feel warm. Exactly. You feel the heat. The cold starts to leave your body and strength starts to return as you get closer to the fire. Now, did the fire change? No. What changed? Your position. Who said that? You're good at the top of the class. Your position. You moved closer, right? This is how many people treat church. They stay at a distance. They watch worship. They watch people pray. They watch people's faith. They watch God move in other people, but they stay at a distance. See, church was never meant to be something we watch. You know, lots of love to the people online. We love you. But it's not ever meant to be a place where we come and just watch. Church was meant to be something we step into. Because when you draw close to God, he responds. Amen? James 4 verse 8, it says, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. But what do you have to do? Draw near. Come to church. When God draws near, lives are changed, burdens are lifted, faith ignites, and joy returns when you draw near. The joy of the Lord is our strength. So we don't come to church just to observe and look around and not engage. But we come with expectation. We say, God, I'm stepping into your presence today. It's got to be an action. And when you do, that's when an encounter can happen. See, whenever you come to church out of habit or routine or tradition, those are all noble things. But if that's why you're coming, that's going to break when life gets tough. We want you coming with expectation. Because, and we say this in our church a lot, the atmosphere of expectation is the breeding ground for miracles. You want a miracle? You come expecting. So we want our hearts to say, God, I didn't come for a routine, but I came to meet you. We want to be, the word we use is intentional. You know that word? Islanders? Intentional. Make a decision up here. Not here just because it's Sunday and this is what I do. I'm here because I'm expecting Jesus to move in my life today. So church is where we are strengthened for the journey. It's where we encounter the presence of God. This is the last one. Church is where miracles, faith, and community grow. See, you were never meant to walk alone. Even if you've come from your countries, God didn't intend for you to be alone here. Anita and I strongly feel that this church is here for you when you come. This is a place away from home. Home away from home for you to come and worship Jesus in a safe place where we love your culture, we love to get to know you, we love to hear your stories and pray for you and support you while you're here. So you were never meant. meant to walk alone, and especially in a foreign land. I think it's important that you understand that you have support here. Hebrews 10, 24 to 25 says, "And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together," the coming together, not forgetting about that, "but exhorting or encouraging one another." See, church is where you find family. Many of you have left your families at home, and we honor that. We would love to be your family while you're here. And so you are welcome any Sunday. I know some Sundays you're working. I know many of the people that could be here are working today, and that's okay. But we love them, and we love you. You find family here. You find support. You find prayer. You find people who stand with you. See, miracles don't just happen at home. They can, of course they can. But they don't just happen at home. Miracles actually follow faith. And no matter what country you're in, you're going to find when you gather in the house of God, Jesus is going to move in your life. Acts 2, 46 to 47 says, "So continuing daily with one accord," that's unity. You just sung it beautifully, might I say. Beautiful song. I always love hearing that song. "One accord in the temple. They received their food with gladness, and the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved." Why do we come to church? Because it's a witness to those who aren't here yet that they need Jesus too. See, when people gather, God adds. When people gather, God heals. When people gather, God saves. And when people gather, God moves in power. And you know what? He still does that today. Do you believe that?
Yes.
I'm going to tell you one more story. Is that all right? This is my last story. Jeremy, you can come play for me. This is my last story. Imagine it's another fire, but it's a fire burning strong, and it's got the hot coals. You probably know the coals because you do the hanging, right? And you bury the beast in the ground with the rocks. Am I right? You're looking at me funny. I've got it right. Is that what you do? Do this for me. Do this. Talk with your eyebrows. Help me. That's what they do. That's what they do. They bury the beast. That's the hot coals. And all the hot coals are close together because it keeps the heat, right? Full of heat, full of power. But now imagine taking just one of those coals out. Probably not with your fingers. A little bit hot. Maybe some tongs. And you take one coal out and you place it on its own. At first, it's still going to glow, isn't it? It's still going to be hot for a while. It still looks strong. It still has some heat. But after a short time, it doesn't take long, the glow starts to fade, right? The heat dies. And the coal goes cold. See, not because the coal was bad. Was it bad? Did it do the wrong thing? Naughty coal. No. Not because it failed. It didn't fail. But because it was never designed to burn alone. They were meant to be close together, to keep the heat, to make the pig taste good. My wife doesn't eat pork, so sorry, wife. But anyway, I like it. This is a picture of people. The coals are a picture of people. When we stay connected, and we stay connected to the church, to God's people, to God's presence, to His Word, our faith stays hot. Our hope stays strong, and our miracle expectancy stays alive because we're together. We keep each other. Another scripture says, "Iron sharpens iron." It's good to hang out together because we encourage one another and we make each other better. But see, when someone pulls away, like the coal that we took out, and the coal is alone, and the person is alone, slowly faith starts to cool down. Hope weakens, strength can fade. And that's why the Bible says in Hebrews, we read it already, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, but exhorting one another. Church keeps your fire burning, amen? Church keeps your faith alive. Church keeps your miracle expectancy hot. See, there would be people that would argue with me about that, particularly people that have been burnt by church. And maybe you're one of those, I don't know. Everyone's got a story about their church life and what they've experienced. But there would be people that would argue and say, well, Jesus is in my home. They gathered in homes in the Bible. And yes, that's all true. But there's something powerful about the coming together of the believers. And the coals are stoked and hot together. Because church does keep your fire burning. And when faith is hot, miracles follow. So I want to encourage you with a loving challenge. Can I give you a loving challenge? It's not one of these. It's not one of these. It's a loving, loving challenge. Maybe, just maybe, and this is for everybody, listen up. Maybe you've been going to church because your parents always took you. Maybe it's because your village expects it. So you've always gone because you don't want to be the one that doesn't go. Because what will the other villagers think? Oh no, you're in trouble. Maybe you've been going to church because it's just what you've always done. But while you're here in Australia, God is inviting you to a deeper relationship with Him. And we want to lead you on that journey at Vineyard Church. Not just about attendance, not just about tradition, but it's going to be about encounter. And in just a moment, I don't know what song we got. We're going to sing a song somehow. I don't know what one. But you're going to encounter Jesus afresh this morning in just a moment. So I hope you're ready. Who is expected? Because remember, expectation, that atmosphere is the breeding ground for miracles. If you want Jesus to do something in your heart, then you need to encounter Him. And you're not going to encounter Him unless you open up. Get rid of the walls. Let them break down. Let every chain be broken. And let Jesus come. See, you're not just here to pick fruit or pack fruit or whatever you're doing. You're not just here to work. You're not just here for a season. But you're actually here by divine appointment. I'm actually thankful for every single one of you that's here. And my heart grieves for the ones that probably could have been here that aren't here. And that's okay. We're not angry at them. We don't dislike them. But man, I wish they were here to encounter Jesus like you're going to in just a moment. Maybe, just maybe, God wants to meet you in a fresh way while you're here. Not like you've ever known before, but something different. Come on, everyone say something different. He's going to do something different. So here's my invitation to you. Don't just come to church when you feel like it. Don't just come because it's tradition or it's the religious thing that you do. Don't let distance or tiredness pull you away from coming. But when you do come, come expecting that God is going to do something amazing in your life. Because where God is, miracles are possible. Where His Spirit moves, change is certain. And where His people gather, strength can be released for you. So I'm going to pray. But if you want to encounter Jesus, I want you to stand to your feet right now. You just want to encounter Him. I'm not asking if you want to give your life to Him. I'm asking if you want to encounter Him right now. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet if that's you. If you want more of Jesus, stand to your feet. It's always funny when you do that, because one or two and then everyone else goes, oh, yes. We're going to pray. Now, if you're not standing, don't feel bad. Some of you, it's hard to stand. That's okay. Don't feel excluded from this moment. But open up your heart and receive as I pray. And why don't you close your eyes? Let's not be distracted. The left and the right, what's going on? We're going to pray. Jesus, we thank You for every person that's here today. We thank You for their culture. We celebrate it. We thank You for their families that are at home. We honor them. We thank You for their courage to come to Australia. And we pray that while they're here, they'll not only work hard, because I know they do, but they would actually grow deeper into You. Holy Spirit, we pray for protection. We pray for peace. We pray for healing. We pray for strength. Whatever is needed today. And we pray that every time that we gather in Your house, that we would encounter you. And right now, Holy Spirit, we open up our hearts afresh to you. Jesus, come and speak. Come and move. Fill us with your presence right now. We are open. Would you put your hands out in front of you like you're receiving a gift? If you're willing to do that. Because God wants to give you the gift of his presence right now at such an increased measure, more than you've ever experienced before, because you are expectant that he's going to come. So thank you, Holy Spirit, for the gift of your presence. Jesus, we honor you. We love you. We lift up your name. We give you our hearts. Come and rule and reign in our lives. May we encounter you at such an increased measure that we've ever encountered you before, because you want to move in power in our lives. You want to transform us from the inside out. Change us, Jesus, today. May we leave this place different from when we first walked here. And maybe be carriers of your presence, so that when we do go home, if we're local, we're going to our homes here. If we're international, when we go home to our countries, may we carry your presence, because every nation needs Jesus. Lord, the nation of Vanuatu, the Solomon Islands, Lord, we need a fresh move of your Spirit. May we play a part in carrying your presence to see an outbreak of your power in our nations. In Jesus' name, move in power, Jesus.